When I died, my friends threw a fabulous party exactly as I planned. With a chunk of my estate in hand, they rented my favourite restaurant, drank champagne and margaritas, laughed at memories as tears and beers were spilt, unveiled my panel for the quilt, and then went dancing and tossed my ashes like confetti on that ballroom floor where we had played and played before. We did know how to party. We heard the sound of sirens in the city calling us to join the dance and met in heady days of liberation from our fears and late night celebration of how right it felt to say, I'm here and I'm gay. Yes, we sometimes went too far. Too many drugs.
Too many men.
But when that world began to die, I marvelled at the way those movers of the stylish scenes, the stunning hunks, the disco queens, became the leaders of the fight, ever constant flames of light in death's long and lonely night. The focus of my younger days was largely split between Dad's body shop and sewing a mum's old machine. Me, the track and field star, working on my souped up car, then whipping up fantastic frocks. Oh, not for me, or anyone. I always kept them under locks. Later on, those skills of sewing and design led to a modicum of fame, and many women wore my name. When I found out that my life would end from AIDS, I began to sew the panel which would show my name upon this quilt. And as I survey all the thousands honoured here, I wish that I could throw them all a party to celebrate the lives they had. Do not be sad, you who are the living still have love to give and troubled hearts to fill with hope. We, the dead, are free of fear and strife and of the mysteries of life. Do not berate yourselves for what you wish you'd said before it was too late. Honour us with song and dance, and don't forget to celebrate!